best Halloween candy in their neighborhood.
Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
Hour two, Denny Shaver Show, live and local. Happy Halloween. We're handing out candy and donuts and cider. If you want to come out of the station, we're in Arlington, right off Burn, right between the apartments and the Radisson. Right there. Just, you'll see the little radio station logos. Just come all the way to the back. Follow the pumpkin paths. Actual pumpkins that we carved up yesterday, and it's kind of cool. And so we've had two people stop by. How cool is that? Pittsburgh nice. Rick's here, dressed like Devo. So, and we're posting these pictures up on Facebook. So we got a lot of stuff going on here on the show today. Partly sunny, breezy, cool today with a high of 43. It's 39 right now, and that's where it's going to be tonight when you send your kiddies trick-or-treating. Forecast. Oh, I just gave you the forecast. First Insurance Group text line or call the show to be on the air. 419-240-1055. People are texting me pictures of their pets. Happy Halloween from Chewy, our chinchilla. So we have that up. We're going to post them also on Facebook so you can check them out. It is Halloween, of course. I have some Halloween fun facts, some things that you may or may not know about Halloween. In case you're curious, Halloween marks the modern witch's New Year's Eve. It's a time spent celebrating death, fertility, and renewal. That sounds kind of happy.
Okay.
Let's party. Halloween is believed to be the first time when the dead and other demonic creatures rise to walk the earth once more.
Really? Mm. It's the only day? I don't know.
Hallow is an old word meaning holy. Een is Scottish for evening. It's estimated between the 15th and 16th centuries, approximately 2 million people were executed for witchcraft. 80% of those were women.
2 million?
Yep.
Wow.
There you go.
2 million.
There's your Halloween fun facts, and we got more of those.
2 million.
Some Halloween jokes coming your way. All right. Back to the mess that is Kevin Spacey's life.
Speaking of Halloween,
what a mistake.
Right.
What a mistake that dude did by coming out over the weekend when he was accused by Anthony Rapp, who's an actor, and his apology is just getting crushed in social media by people that adore him, that normally love him, that loved him when he was on the Tonys and he was making his little jokes about is he gay or not, about he's coming out, and then he stopped, you know, and he makes all his little jokes. Well, Anthony Rapp, and here's the part that I think is getting lost. Okay, Anthony Rapp says that in the 80s, they were both doing Broadway at the time, and he was 14. Okay, Kevin was, what, 26, I think he said?
Yeah.
Spacey invited Rapp to his apartment for a party. After everybody else left, he picked Rapp up like a groom picks up a bride over the threshold, put him on his bed, and climbed on top of him. Okay. That's sexual assault. That's not sexual harassment.
Yeah,
that's assault.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? Rapp managed to squirm away, run into the bathroom, and shut the door. When he finally came out, he told Spacey he had to go. Kevin followed him all the way to the door, asking him if he was sure, and he said, yes, I have to go. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he thought the way to deflect it, that he was a pedophile, that he allegedly attempted to molest a 14-year-old boy. He said, oh, by the way, look over here, I'm gay. Now let's party because you've been speculating and now... And he's getting absolutely crushed.
By the gay community.
By GLAAD. I mean, they are not happy.
Yeah.
Rose McGowan tweeted, bye-bye, Spacey, goodbye. It's your turn to cry. Hashtag Rose Army. Billy Eichner... actor, comedian, blasted Spacey yesterday. Kevin Spacey has just invented something that has never existed before, a bad time to come out. Another post, wow. Nope to Kevin Spacey's statement. Nope, there's no amount of drunk or closeted that excuses or explains away assaulting a 14-year-old child. Look, it's not about him being gay. It's about he's possibly, tried to molest a 14-year-old, now there's others supposedly that are going to be coming out that he's done this before. Somebody in, I guess he was in a play or something and over in London. Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually not a one-time thing if it's a thing.
Yeah, no. He was a director of a playhouse over in London.
Yeah, Old Vic in London. Somebody said that he grew up to another young man. Sources say he was known as one to avoid. Heather Unruh, former TV anchor in Boston said that Kevin assaulted a relative of hers last summer. She tweeted, "I applaud your courage, actor Anthony Rapp. You are not alone." So, yeah, his life's over. So
that's such a bummer.
And it was all started by this Harvey Weinstein, who is a pig, and he's been getting away with it for years. And now all these others, you know, and this is a good thing. When you talk about abuse, especially when it's sexual abuse, man, it'll cleanse your soul, and you can start to really, truly heal. So that's awesome. Rosie O'Donnell put it like this: F you, Kevin.
Well, that's simple.
Like Harvey, we all knew about you. I hope more men come forward. So she knew? Somebody asked her about it. If she knew, why didn't she say something? She replied, "No one knew details like Harvey, but you knew both were creepy men with reps that said so." So they had their reputation. How was he able to rise so high in his industry and so beloved by Hollywood if he had this reputation?
He's a hell of an actor.
He is a hell of an actor, but
he
still.
Makes money, makes bank.
Does he survive this? I don't know if he does.
You know, I don't know because.
He's one of them.
His I know he is.
By I mean, he's one of the Hollywood elites.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know because his movies are his stuff, I should say, not just his movies, but his show. House of Cards, all that, all of it is so popular. And I can see how there would be people that would still watch it and feel guilty about it, kind of like voting for president that way.
Michael Jackson
same
music?
Same kind of thing. You know, behind the scenes, they still watch it. They'll still.
That's true, Paul.
So
as far
I don't
as we know.
I don't know. He might be able to make it. It's creepy that he could, but he just, if people buy the tickets to this stuff.
Yeah, well, the House of Cards is going away, but that was already announced that this was the last season before we found out that he's a perv. And let's see, he was scheduled to receive an International Emmy Founders Award this year, and they said, no, we're not giving you that. So
yeah,
it's
no
been
awards.
Revoked.
No,
so,
no. Maybe you're right. I hope so. I hope he gets, you know, what he has coming.
Anyway, did I hear somebody out there? Did I hear a voice?
No.
Anybody out
just
there?
The ones in your head.
No, I heard somebody out in the hallway.
Yeah,
all right,
no,
what's going on in the hallway?
Who knows?
Just all right, we have tricks and or treats here on the show. People. If you want to come by the station, we got candy. We have our... We have some donuts and cider, and if you want to text us a picture of you and your pet to the First Insurance Group, text line 419-240-1055. You might win a prize, or you can just upload it to Facebook. And if you have any thoughts about Kevin Spacey, how did he survive this? Here's the one good thing that's going to come out of this. It's going to hopefully start a conversation in every household in America, because that's what it's all about. There's so much secrecy when it comes to sexual abuse and sin. And people have been living with it for too many years. So that's the good that's coming out of this.
And Weinstein, there's a lot of young people that don't know that name, aren't as familiar with it. Spacey, however.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's the hero in this is the first woman to come out against Weinstein. She kind of started the, you know, the whole tumble, so.
Boy, did he get the bad PR, though. The bad PR advice. You know?
Oh, Kevin or Weinstein?
Spacey. About coming out. You know, about, oh, by the way, I'm gay, look over here. I was like, no, dude, that's wrong. And then there's Seth MacFarlane. You know, MacFarlane had been making jokes a couple of years ago about Weinstein. And apparently it goes back to as far as 2005 on Family Guy where he made jokes about Kevin Spacey. Is it Brian the dog?
Yeah.
Him and Brian are at a mall. And they're setting up a bet for how much it's going to cost for Stewie to run naked through the middle of the mall. And
Stewie's the baby.
Stewie's the
talking
baby.
Baby, yeah.
Talking baby, Stewie. And he's naked. And this was in 2005.
$10.
$5.
$8 and I'll do it.
Fine.
Help! I've escaped from Kevin Spacey's basement. Help me!
And he's naked and he's running and he's a baby.
Wow.
Yeah. 2005.
Wow.
Well, it could be a gay joke slam, or could he may have known Anthony Rapp? Maybe he told the story one time before it went out.
Don't know.
No, but it must be some sort of weird thing.
But what he's doing is he is. We have creepy music out there, too.
Boy.
Oh, we got more trick or treat. Oh, it's Mo.
No.
Mo's here to trick or treat. Hello, Mo.
Oh,
what do you say, Mo?
Good.
What do you say, Mo?
What do you say, Mo?
Mo, what's the magic words?
Huh? Trick or treat.
Oh, my gosh, look at Mo Bros, all these M&M's and all kind of snacks.
Whatever you guys don't do that,
thank
home.
You, Mo.
Oh, see,
oh my gosh.
Dan and I ate a half a bag of this stuff already, so I'm going to take half a bag home to give to kids.
All right, there you go. All right, hold on. I got to grab a call. Ron, you're on the queue. What'd you want to say?
Yeah, I wanted to know if you, what do you think about the Peyton Manning thing from 21 years ago?
where he apparently teabagged a trainer?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to make of it.
She was paid $300,000 by the college in a payoff, and now it's being brought up again.
I think they're
usually, usually when you get paid off, you're not allowed to ever speak about it, so she could actually be on the hook for some of that money. You can't talk about when you sign the when you take a payout, you can't ever talk about it. So there could be more problems. But right. Idiot. What if I mean, he even admits that he mooned a friend. Yeah, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that he mooned a friend. He said he mooned a friend, and when he did it, he stuck his bunger right in her face, a trainer, Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was somebody, his buddy, his roommate was supposedly in the room, said he didn't do it, but then somebody else said, no, that guy was never in the room.
Yeah. It's a mess, but here's the thing. It starts a conversation about things that just should not be kept secret. That's just it.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll see if it hurts Peyton Manning because, man, that dude's on every commercial all the time. So
I know, right? Yeah.
I know, right? All right, got to go run. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Oh, we have to get to a break and then more stuff. Look at it. We got people coming by. That's awesome. All right, before we do that, Denny Schaefer for Brandywine Country Club. Oh, sadly, the golf season is winding down. Boo-hoo, sad face. Hey, but there's still a couple of – there's going to be some weather here before the end of the year. Why not get your membership now? They're running some great specials on membership to play golf at an Arthur Hills 18-hole course that I probably played about six times this year. And I'll tell you what, I'm impressed. The greens are fast, and it's so kept well, and it's very, very challenging. Now, here's the one thing that you can enjoy all the time, whether you're a member or not. They have a full-service restaurant that's open to the public. That's right. And they do all kind of cool things besides having an awesome menu. And they serve lunch every day. You want to impress a client, you take them to Brandywine. They're open day 11 to 2. Second Monday of every month, they start at 6 o'clock. They have a thing that they called Uncorked. You need reservations for this. It's a four-course meal paired with four different wines for only $40. And everybody knows about their award-winning Sunday brunch. It's awesome. So you probably haven't thought about Brandywine. Well, you should start.